USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. Union or no union, for Amazon employees, hurdles remain.
A hearing is underway that will decide whether or not a historic win against Amazon will stand or whether the union election will be redone. In April, the Amazon labor union were successful in organizing a warehouse on Staten Island. Weeks after the election, the retail giant filed 25 objections to the election, accusing union organizers of harassing and threatening employees who weren't supporting the union, among other charges. The hearing is expected to last several days and is being live-streamed on Zoom. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II, who celebrated her platinum jubilee earlier this month, became the second-longest reigning monarch in world history on Monday. The Queen has ruled for 70 years and 127 days. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
In her opening statement before the congressional hearing on the January 6th riot, Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney displayed testimony from former President Trump's son-in-law and former senior advisor Jared Kushner regarding the threat by former White House counsel Pat Cipollone to resign.
I kind of, like I said, my interest at that time was on trying to get as many pardons done. And I know that, you know, he was always, him and the team were always saying, oh, we're going to resign, we're not going to be here if this happens, if that happens. So I kind of took it up to just be whining, to be honest with you.
Wednesday's scheduled hearings were postponed. The committee will reconvene on Thursday. According to a new report, millionaires are on the move again as the war in Russia, political instability, and the threat of higher taxes force the world's wealthy out of Russia, Ukraine, Britain, and even the U.S. The report released Monday showed Russia suffered the largest emigration of millionaires in the past 6 months, with 15,000 expected to leave the country by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Taiwan on Tuesday called China's claim of sovereign rights over the Taiwan Strait a fallacy and said it supported U.S. naval ships conducting freedom of navigation exercises in the waterway. In a statement, Taiwan's foreign ministry reiterated that the Taiwan Strait is international waters and said that areas outside of Taipei's jurisdiction are subject to the principle of freedom of the high seas of international law. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have added three destinations to its high COVID-19 risk category. Mexico, New Caledonia, and the United Arab Emirates were added to the Level 3 High category, the highest risk determined by recent COVID-19 cases. Destinations in Level 3 have reported more than 100 new COVID cases per 100,000 residents in the past 28 days. Crypto exchange Coinbase will cut 18% of full-time jobs, according to an email sent to employees Tuesday. CEO Brian Armstrong pointed to a possible recession, a need to manage costs, and growing too quickly during a bull market. Shares of Coinbase fell 7% in pre-market after closing down 11.4% on Monday. Before Tuesday's pre-market drop, the stock dropped 79% year-to-date as Bitcoin and the entire crypto market has sold off in 2022. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.